Hi footy friends, Alex here. Just before you feast your ears on the football hour, I want to tell you about this class new app called Hoops Connect. It helps you find sporting events and classes in your local area. Ever got home from work and fancied a kickabout? Jump on Hoops Connect and it will show you the nearest match. You can get it off the App Store or Google Play straight away. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes, yes, yes. The podcast every football fan in the world has been waiting for. Manager Watch, episode 10. Drumroll, please. Tony the Hitman Pulis. I love this bloke. Oh, what a set of trainers. What a hat. What a tracksuit bottom. The guy took Stoke City to an FA Cup final. And everyone knows it's tradition for managers to wear full suit at FA Cup final. What does Tony do? He wears a suit for the national anthems, and before the game kicked off, he ran back in, changed into a tracksuit, and went to the touchline. That is what a lad does.
You need to be comfortable, mate.
He just wants to be comfortable. And is he comfortable? Oh, look at this transition. Is he comfortable at West Brom? There's a lot of chat out of WBA that he CBA with being manager of WBA. Do you think he's going to leave during this season, Tony Pulis?
I think that, like, I don't see the point of him staying there. I mean, although if he does leave, they could just go down. So I wouldn't want Tony Pulis ever to be manager of my club for personal reasons because of what happened when he was manager at Gillingham. But he's just a poor man's Sean Dyche. So
that's come on, I think you've got to have a lot more respect for him. He's never been relegated, established Stoke as a Premier League side, took them up from the Championship. Stoke have been in the league so long now. Went to Crystal Palace when they were certs to be relegated, kept them up, and now he's doing exact same with West Brom. They're a top 10 team last season when in West Brom's past it's up and down, up and down, up and down. You've got to give the man a lot more respect.
He's given the club some sort of stability. I don't think Pulis can last long at any club because he can't really do anything once he's kept you up. I don't think he can do any more with you, but then when you're one of these clubs, what can you do? As much as, like,
go and try and win a trophy.
Yeah, I enjoy being in the Premier League for what, 13 years, whatever it was. It did get a bit tedious because it's a bit like Arsenal, we have the same season every year. But once you've reached 40 points, what do you do? You reach 40 points in March, you're already out of the FA Cup. What is the purpose in your last 2 months?
You're talking as a football fan, though, aren't you? This is the shame that football fans of these clubs from 8th to 15th, their season's over quite soon. And the great thing for the club, so their chairman, their chief executives, their manager, they've achieved everything that they want. Because you know the only thing that they want is the cash from the TV. So once they've secured, they're sticking around in the Premier League next season. They don't give a monkey's, mate. They don't care.
Charlotte, if you're in an office job and you complete all your tasks by 2:30, you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs until 5 o'clock so you can go home or go to the pub. So, yeah, it's a bit like that. Like, from a business perspective, yeah, it's great. But fans is what make football. This game is nothing without them. And I think it does get a bit tedious for these fans because what do you do once you reach 40 points? I think one season we reached 40 points, I think it was the end of March. The only game we won for the rest of the season was the last game of the season. And that's what kept Martin Yeo in his job. And that was the season before we went down. It's just like, once you reach 40 points, players, I mean, the manager, the CEO, the chairman, whoever, director of football, whatever, it's all installed of them, stay in the league, stay in the league, stay in the league. It brings us money. It means we can bring better players in. But for the fans, it's like, I want you to be giving 110% every single week.
Tony Pulis could go to you and say, look what happens when you overachieve. Claudio Ranieri takes Leicester City, a very similar club to West Brom, and wins them the Premier League for the first ever time. It is one of the biggest upsets in football history. It's the biggest upset I've ever seen. The following season, Claudio Ranieri gets sacked. Why should he overachieve? I know, obviously, he'd love a Premier League medal around his neck, Tony Pulis. It would go great with his tracksuit. But that's what happens when you overachieve.
Yeah, but I'd take winning the Premier League and being in League Two in 3 years later. Anybody takes that.
I know you would, but maybe Tony Pulis likes his job. He doesn't want to overachieve and then get sacked straight away.
I think the only club he's actually overachieved that was Palace. That's the only club I think he overachieved because they should not have finished that high up in the league. He didn't even start the season with Palace. He came in after Holloway got the sack. And then he won manager of the season, or whether it was, I don't know if it was the LMA or the actual manager of the season. So I think Pulis does a good job. But for West Brom, I think they need to do what Stoke did and move on. Although Stoke haven't maybe got any higher in the table, surely West Brom fans would like to finish at this around the same place in the table, playing Stoke, better football.
Stoke finished 13th last season than Mark Hughes. Stoke have been bringing in players like Bojan, Shaqiri, Arnautovic. People you would say are ballers, good footballers. They finished below West Brom.
Yeah, but I would take finishing two places below them.
Yeah, but their clubs wouldn't. It's millions and millions of pounds from finishing in 13th to finishing 10th place. The more you earn so much more money.
Yeah, you earn more money. It depends what the owner is. Because there's different types of football owners. If we look at maybe Huddersfield's owner. I know they've just come up from the Premier League, but it's an example of an owner who's a fan as well. So when you have an owner who's also a fan, they get the fans. And I feel like certain clubs, they don't. I know for them, business comes first. They've got to stay in the Premier League. But then with Stoke, although they haven't progressed to where they thought they would under Mark Hughes, I feel like, do West Brom always want to be known as this boring side? Do you want to have that reputation?
You know that Hoops Connect app I was telling you about at the start? As well as participating in their events, you can create your own. You put the sport, you put the price, you put the number of attendees, and obviously you put the location. It's a great new way to meet new mates as well. The link to download Hoops Connect is in this podcast description below. Let's get back to the footy chat. Someone who wasn't boring last season was Solomon Rondon. He had a fantastic year for West Brom, Dom. Scored over 10 goals in the Premier League, which is a great achievement for someone like that. And he was always getting the goal, which was the 1-0 win or the 2-0 win. Can he progress even further this season? For a one-man lone striker, there's not many better outside the top six.
He's a great target man, physical striker, but he's also mobile enough.
Yeah, willing runner.
Yeah, to get in behind. And he's just a nuisance. He's one of those strikers who is just a nuisance to play against. A bit like how Stefano Kakachuka played against Liverpool on the weekend for Watford. He was just a nuisance, causing defenders all kinds of issues. And there's not many centre-halves in the league who are going to be stronger than him, who's going to beat him. And the players who are making the wide runs, whether this season that's Jay Rodriguez and Matt Phillips, or whoever they decide to play on the wings, then Wandon, I think, is their standout player. You're right to point that out. But I think he can become better than West Brom. Like, I think he could play for a bigger club. But I know he was in Russia for quite a long time, playing in European competitions for like the Rum Kazan, I think. But I do think Solomon Rondon can achieve better. But for West Brom, he was, yeah, unbelievable last season.
Were you surprised they let Darren Fletcher go?
Not really. I mean,
He was a standout performer last year. Really good.
He was really good, but not to sound disrespectful to either club, but he sort of, just, the transfer, as it doesn't really, it doesn't really make any sense to me, or doesn't, I don't really care. Like, moving from West Brom to Stoke, it's like moving to the same club just 20 miles away.
Okay. West Brom and Stoke fans are going to hate you with this podcast, but it's very funny, Dom. So, West Brom, give me a month of what Tony Pulis is going to stay there. How many months is he going to be into this Premier League season?
I think he'll be gone by Christmas.
Really?
Maybe not because of the West
Brom.
Who's
letting him go?
I'm pretty sure the fans might generally riot and want him out, because how can you want that? I don't know. Last season, the fans were getting restless at the start of the season, if you remember. And I feel like it could happen again if they don't start picking up wins. Let's say they are like 16th come Christmas, and they're only like 2 points, 3 points by the relegation zone. Although that's what Tony Pulis is there to achieve, I think the fans will feel like, oh, we can do more. We can achieve more. We can finish where Bournemouth have finished. We can finish where Southampton have finished. I believe they genuinely think they can do that. And although where you finish in between 9th and 15th really does not matter, because it's all the same. Apart from the money you get, it's literally the same to me. Because unless you're getting into the top half, it doesn't really matter. I think the top half sort of meant more before, because you were sort of closer to the top 7. Or if you got 7th and got into Europe, it just meant a bit more. But now it's just like, oh, brilliant, we're here.
We all know West Brom and Tony Pulis' sides are built on their back four. Last season, they were brilliant. They're very strong. Tony Pulis is looking to bring in another centre-back this transfer window. There's talk of Ranocchia, Ben Gibson at Borough, Thomas Vermaelen, or Chris Smalling. Out of them four centre-halves, who would you bring in? Who would you want the most if you were a West Brom fan?
Thomas Vermaelen, just because the pure European experience he has. If we're looking at the others, maybe Ben Gibson. He's an up-and-coming young centre-back. I thought he was one of Borough's best players last season. Maybe he was their best player last season. Because they did have a good defence last year. You can give Middlesbrough fans that. But Ben Gibson was part of why they conceded so little goals. And you probably play left-back because West Brom just play four centre-backs. They don't actually play full-backs, as we mentioned last season. So, yeah, I think Ben Gibson would be the most realistic best option, if that makes sense. I can't see why Vermaelen would want to move to West Bromwich, but
I think Chris Smalling could do a really good job with Tony Pulis. Someone needs to make him into a good defender, and I'm hoping
if Fulham might have a sell-on fee in Chris Smalling if he goes to Manchester United.
Oh, there's a little plus point for you, Dom. Where do you think West Brom and their manager Tony Pulis will finish this season?
I think 13th.
13th.
I don't think there's really much more they can do. But then again, as I said, anywhere between 9th or 8th and 9th and 16th, 17th is where these teams are going to finish.
I think they can push on again. I think they'll go from 10th, which they finished last year. I think they'll finish 9th. I think they're going to have a really good season. I think there's a lot of pessimism around the club and a lot of pessimism coming from you. I don't think it's that bad. I think they've got some good players. I don't think the Premier League is amazing from 7th down. I think the quality of it isn't great. And that's why I think West Brom have got the players to easily get in the top 10. I think it's going to be a relatively good season. They got off to a great start. Obviously 1-0. Kept a clean sheet, as they do. They've got a good goalkeeper, Foster, who's going to look to want to get in the England squad. He's great. I love Gareth McCauley. Brilliant defender. Johnny Evans, Craig Dawson. These guys know exactly what they're doing in the Premier League. Moving to midfield. Jake Livermore, I'm not a big fan. But they're just workers. And then they've got quality in Nasir Chadli and Rondon up front. I like the signing of Jay Rodriguez if they can keep him fit. Dom, I'm positive, mate. 9th.
Sitting with 13th, I think that's just where they're going to be. I don't think they're going to go down. I don't think they're going to achieve anything. But again, I guess for the club, director-wise, that is what they want.
Yeah. If you enjoy the podcast, follow us on Twitter at The Football Hour. That's free to do. Tweet us what you think of the podcast, what you think of Manage to Watch series. Also, if you're listening on iTunes and you're not subscribed, what on earth are you doing? Come on, mate. It's free of charge. It helps us get up the podcast chart. And we really, really like being in the podcast chart. Go on, do it for me. Go on, I'm your football friend. I'm talking one-on-one, really honestly. I've just had to do a 15-minute podcast on West Brom. You can keep your end of the bargain. Just subscribe. And then tweet me saying, Mernsey, I subscribed. Thanks, mate. Right. Dom, cheers.
Laters.
Now the Football Hour is sadly over. Go and download Hoops Connect. The link is in this podcast description and get playing and organising your favourite sports. I'm off to organise a footy game, 1v1, me versus Dom Betts. I'm going to make him look as bad as Marouane Fellaini doing a step over.